Hi there. The word for today is on understanding God's will. In Psalm 143, verse 10, the psalmist writes, "Teach me to do your will." As you look back in your life, the thing that's going to bring you the greatest joy is knowing that you have done the will of God. But in order for that to happen, you must really want to do God's will. Jesus said in John 7, verse 17, "If anyone is willing to do his will, he will know of my teaching, whether it is of God or whether I speak from myself." Note those words, willing to do his will. More than completing your education, or getting married, or getting your house paid off, or anything else in life, you must want to do God's will. Bible teacher Chuck Swindoll puts it this way, "There have been times when I said I wanted to do his will, but I really didn't." That's a tough thing to confess. But looking back with 20/20 hindsight, I realize that at times I resisted his will, and I've learned that serious consequences follow selfish resistance. Paul writes in Ephesians 6, verse 6, "Doing the will of God from your heart, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does." Note the phrase, doing the will of God from your heart. Your heart, that's about as deep as it gets. More than pleasing people, more than acquiring creature comforts and status, more than staying safe, your greatest desire should be to please God. It was David's desire, Psalm 40, verse 8, "I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart." So your prayer should be, "In all that I do this day, Lord, my desire is to please you and to do your will." Okay? That's the word for you today.